Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking some Titans and Cam Ward's pro day yesterday. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network. Cam, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing awesome, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us today. So, Cam, you've been all over this. You were at Cam Ward's pro day yesterday. You saw the workout. You spoke with him after. What stood out to you the most yesterday with Ward, his performance, and the way that he kind of handled things yesterday?
Yeah, I think for me, his words that he said to the Titans brass as he threw a pass in the pro day kind of gave a feel of his confidence and his swag and just some of the things you don't necessarily see on tape. You know, this is a guy who, from people I've talked to in the league, has separated himself as the top quarterback in this draft. I think in the media there was a lot of perception early on that it was him and Shador neck and neck, and from what I understand, it's clearly Cam, and the Titans wanted to go up and see and feel him up close, and I don't think he did anything to hurt his standing as what I believe will be the likely number one overall pick.
Well, I assume you probably, just being in Miami, right, familiar, just watched him some this year, right? I mean, I assume you can probably have a pretty good – what do you think of him as a prospect? I know some people have said, you know, this isn't a great quarterback class, but obviously it just matters the quarterback that you pick as a team. So what do you think about him, his ceiling, and maybe how you'd compare him overall to some of the better prospects of recent years?
Yeah, you only need one guy if you're the Titans with the one pick. It doesn't matter what the other guys do. I think that he's going to be a really good quarterback in this league. You know, I think that his development from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami this year has been impressive. And you know, I will watch games and see how he lifted that Miami program. That was a program that's been dying to have a quarterback for decades, and he gave everything they needed to have. The way he plays, he's very loose. It's not a stiff style. He you know, will make plays in and outside of scheme, but his arm slot may be sidearm sometime, and maybe three quarter, maybe over the top. And he just makes plays happen. I talked to him after the pro day, and he jokes, there's a right way and there's a Cam Ward way. And that's what you see when you watch him. And he's creative. He can make plays with his legs, but he's not a natural runner. But I think that he's a guy that, if you're looking for excitement into a fan base, you're looking for a guy that's going to add talent. And more than anything, add feeling at that quarterback position. He brings it. Now, what is he year one versus year three? I'm not sure. But I do think that of all the quarterbacks in this draft, he has the ceiling that may – get you excited like you did for Jaden Daniels, like a Caleb Williams, like a Drake May last year.
So to that point, he's also played a lot of college football. He's played a lot of games, and you know, just the readiness to be able to play and ready to go immediately. I mean, looking at the Titans quarterback room right now, it's Brandon Allen and Will Levis. So if the Titans draft him at number one, he's probably going to play immediately. So from that standpoint,
yep.
How do you view kind of the readiness from people that you've talked to about him, of him being ready to step in and kind of handle the NFL game immediately?
Yeah, I think he's ready. You know, I've talked to a lot of teams who say maybe one of his more underrated skills is how smart he is. We talk about his skill set all the time, and, you know, he obviously has a very quick release. It jumps out of his hand. He can make plays and make throws from any stance, but he knows the game. He really impressed the Titans and the Giants, from what I understand, in their meetings and team facilities on what they did with the board. And really, like, the intelligence is what helps you translate to the NFL so quickly, because and I was talking to a coach about this. A lot of times you see guys who they play with a clear mind, like Cam Ward does. It helps them in the league because things only get faster. And so when you see guys who hold on to the ball forever, it's because their mind's not clear. They can't process it as quickly. They're not as clear in thought of who to go to the ball with and where. And Cam has that aspect. So I think that he'll have no problem being a starter in year one. Now, I think he comes and behind a series of quarterbacks and C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, who had two of the most impressive rookie seasons in NFL history. So you probably have to have perspective. Is he going to have one of those seasons? Probably less likely than not because of just history. But that doesn't mean that he can't have some success as a rookie. So I do think that he can be a rookie starter and definitely be a lot better than what Tennessee's seen at the position the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going to go, Cam. Is obviously, Will Levis, you know, didn't work out here last year. There was some promise from him, you know, I thought after his rookie year, and it kind of fell apart last year. And one of those things is, you know, Levis came out of college and it was like, yeah, he just sometimes he it's a little bit of hero ball. He tries to make risky plays you can't do in the NFL. And we saw it last year. And I think sometimes with Cam Ward, you know, there's some things that I mean, as fun as he was to watch, some things he did last year that I'm like, man, that's just not going to work in the league. Do you think that, you know, that he can, I guess, get that out of his game?
I honestly don't think he needs to get it out of his game. I think it's just deciding when to use it. So I actually had a conversation with Brian Callahan before the pro day about this, and I brought up that same thing to him about the perception that he can only play off schedule. He can't play on time and on rhythm. And he was like, he actually plays on time a lot more than people realize. If you watch his tape, it was like the reason why he can get away with some of the off platform stuff or the extending plays or throwing across his body is because he can, not because he only can do that. And he said that he felt like in a new era of quarterbacks, you have to allow them to be themselves. And it's funny because, you know, obviously the new general manager, Borgonzi, was in Kansas City, and he also was explaining to me the process of Mahomes. And he said a lot of people didn't want Mahomes, not in the Kansas City building, but outside of the building, because they felt like it wouldn't translate. Felt like his game wouldn't translate. He's playing too much backyard football. He's throwing all these sidearms. Like, this isn't going to translate. And it's more the game, the NFL game, translating to these guys' skill sets rather than the other way around. So not saying this is going to be Mahomes, but I do think that you look at a skill set like Cam Ward and you don't try to fit it in the box. You try to figure out, okay, how can we maximize this? And I'd imagine if he ends up the Titan, then Brian Callahan will do all he can to maximize Cam Ward.
So, Cam, I mean, you know how this is. We're, you know, a month out from the draft now, and everybody in Nashville, along with everybody else around the league, is just trying to read tea leaves here. And it seems from the outside looking in that it's pretty obvious that the Titans are taking him at number one. Based on your conversations, based on kind of your read of this situation, do you think that it's a foregone conclusion that he's the guy at this point? Like, how do you view the Titans' approach to this as we're now less than a month away from the opening night of the draft?
Yeah, I would say likely that they take him as number one. I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion yet, just mostly because of the appeal and the unknown of who makes them a Godfather offer. And I think that to me is the big unknown. I think that if I had to handicap it, I think there's a very high chance Cam Ward goes number one overall. And a likely chance is to Tennessee. Now, the Giants have been the team that, from what I understand, have called the Titans the most and tried to see, you know, what will it take? You know, I don't know if we're at kids yet. You know, how many kids would I give you to get the pick? But it may be soon in that category because the Giants are desperate and they want a guy too. And I'm not sure if the Titans have got to the point where they're saying nothing you can offer us will make us move to that pick. But I do know that Cam Ward has been really impressive for the Titans in all of their interactions, whether it's the combine, whether it's the pro day. He had dinner with them Sunday night. I heard they went to Carbone, really nice restaurant,
nice,
in South Florida, very good food there. I heard they're going to have a private workout with him in April at some stage before they finish things up for their pre-draft process. So if it continues to trend, the more you get the data person, you only fall in love with them more. And that only rises that whatever Godfather price the Giants are putting on more. So I don't think that we can lock it and put it in ink yet, but I think each day we get closer to that. And again, I think that more likely than not, Cam Moore is a Tennessee Titan with the number one overall pick.
Yeah, because you did tweet yesterday, Cam, that Giants GM Joe Shane was there. He spent a few minutes with Borgonzi, so in person, like, okay, let me give you my sales pitch in person here. But it didn't look like they came away shaking hands on any kind of deal, though.
Yeah, no deals yet. Again, if I want something really bad, I'm sure I would keep asking, even if the answer is not yes. You know, hey, what about this? You sure? You know, what if I throw in this? What if I, you know, you try what all you can do, and you know, I'm sure it's, you know, Borgonzi and Chad Brinker's job to keep listening. But that doesn't mean their answer is going to change. So I think we're at that stage where we're at a month left, and we're just going to see. We're going to see what we can throw if you're the Giants to the board and see if it sticks.
Well, Cam, really appreciate your time, man. We know you're really busy this time of year, and appreciate you hopping on with us here. And we'll talk to you soon, see how this all plays out. And thanks again for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, down at Miami's Pro Day yesterday, and pretty intimately familiar with all things Miami and what's going on with Cam Ward. So appreciate him hopping on the program with us here today. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode coming up next. John Glennon from the Nashville Post will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that coming up. Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.